most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
Just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
You're pointing at the talking.
Come in, meatball.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, no worries, mate. How good's footy?
Which part of that was
going to be? I've got a real problem with that.
Bloody.
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER 107.3. Here at Across the Park, we strive to bring you the latest sports news from around the globe and wherever, whenever possible, from even further. Joel Kassam is my stage name, and this show wouldn't be the same without my two co-hosts, Gabby and Mick, who shall remain nameless until now. Allow me to introduce a man who fell for the old drop bear prank this week. It's Mick Rad.
Hey! So what is your real name if Joel's your stage name?
No, it's the same.
Oh.
It's still the same, but it's also my stage name.
Your stage name's the same as your real name?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I was in a band called the Drop Bears once.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
it's an interesting fact. We used to play covers. There was actually a band called Drop Bears, which we apparently almost stole their name of.
Sounds like you did steal their
name. No, we were the Drop Bears. It was very different. But all these old rockers would come up to us and go, "You stole your name from Drop Bears." And we're like, no, we didn't. We're just a different band. We play covers. We're not pretending to be them. You shouldn't do that.
Did you cover them, though?
Lol, a bunch of old men fighting about the shittest band name ever.
But
this is a good movie.
But there you go. Interesting fact.
It is. Can I ask what sort of covers you're playing?
Oh, just rock.
How long
boring,
ago was this?
You know,
like Hootie and the Blowfish?
Angels, Chisel, probably, maybe. Oh, we played Mashlock 20. That's like them, isn't it?
Oh, no. Terrible.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Nah,
it was fun.
Everyone loves a bit of rock music after 10 beers and they're in a pub.
And everyone's always asking for Chisel all the time. K-San, every gig.
Yeah.
And we just refuse to play it.
Just to have a point of difference to Drop Bears.
But we did play Jessie's Girl. So, yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Also, allow me to also introduce a woman who was, again, snubbed for an Oscar. It's Gabby Morris. Oscar nomination, that probably should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always movies.
But I got... Got the nom, but not the Oscar.
Oh. Well, they haven't had the Oscars yet.
Oh. What one did they have?
Globes. Golden Globes.
Remember we talked about the Best Dressed last week?
Yep.
No,
they all are the same. What's the difference?
The name?
Is Oscars not TV?
No,
yeah,
Oscars...
that's right. It's not TV.
So what's... Oh,
Golden Globes includes TV, yes.
Oh. And movies?
Yep. Both.
Yeah, right.
Weird. Actually, I should have spoken about this last week, but when I was up at my parents' place at Crescent Head, it's like... you know, pretty in the middle of nowhere. But our neighbour's brother, such a random story.
I love where this is going.
Our neighbour's brother is from England. And, like, we're in, like, a pretty feral, like, we're all just, like, beach ferals, just, like, every day hanging out. And he is a famous songwriter and went to the Golden Globes and sat next to Beyonce.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Sat next to Beyonce at
the
Golden
he was
Globes.
On the same table as Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That's huge.
He was like getting really excited and they had to like sort out their outfits before because they were in Sydney for like only a short amount of time. And so, yeah.
Can we ask who it is?
No, you know? I won't tell him your name. I mean.
No, that's fine.
You can tell him.
Tell him my stage name.
Nah.
Okay, that's fine.
No.
You don't know.
But I know the song that he wrote. It's really famous. But
body is a wonderland.
No, but isn't that weird?
That is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like that would be the best way of living that kind of celebrity life is like you do all the cool behind the scenes, producer creative stuff, get to mingle, get all the free cocaine and like still get to sit next to Beyonce and Jay-Z but not have to deal with all the bullshit.
I agree. And music writers get all the money. They get the royalties for the songs that they write.
That's right.
That guy would have been loaded.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. You write one hit.
Should have snuggled up a bit more.
Ooh.
No, in like a friendly way.
Oh.
You know? Hey, hello. Can I come to your mansion in England? I hope he's not listening. This is so awkward.
Did you mention the show?
No, I don't mention the show to anyone.
That's good.
Oh, harsh.
That's okay. That's fine. I don't mind. All right.
Joel's playing with his cord like it's his hair, and he's like really upset, I can tell.
It's his nervous twitch.
Like, it is. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'll stop. I'll do this.
Content.
Okay, so what did I have here? Oh, any personal news this week, guys, that you, Gabby's already brought
up? Can I share some things? Oh, you want to go
no,
first?
No, no, I'm looking at you.
Oh. So we talk about what we do sporting-wise and whatnot, and I decided that I should utilize the free gym at my work this week.
You have a free gym?
Yes.
You've never mentioned this.
No, I have not.
I talk about my free gym all the time and you've said nothing.
No, I rarely go.
I know why. Because, yeah, you've never gone before in your life.
I have, actually. But no, not
very. How long have you been working?
About 3 years.
And you've been once?
No, I've been probably half a dozen times. Oh. I used to do the spin class like every week, but I did it for like two months or something. And just kill myself.
Spin it? I don't get the appeal.
No, neither.
Which one's the spin class?
It's when you're on a bike in a room.
Oh.
And it's stationary.
And you've got someone yelling at you, yelling, telling you to go faster.
And like hectic music. It's just like, it's like you've literally gone to hell.
So I've got a little bit of a problem with this in that I do a spin or I do a bike. So, okay, I didn't do a spin this week. I just went on a bike. Put on 30 minutes on the bike and did like a hill climb thing. Yep. And I got off, did 30 minutes. And I wasn't going super fast, but I'm pretty unfit. So I was just trying to get back into it. And I got off and I sat down. Then the world just started spinning around. I started feeling nauseous. And I was just like, oh, crap, not again.
And nauseous?
Nauseous.
Nauseous.
It's nauseous.
Oh.
Okay. Now, side note, Gav. I've been away. We'll get to this later. I've had one day to prepare for this show. And I did make a sting for when we make mistakes, okay?
Yes.
So this is it.
Oopsie daisies.
All right.
That was so good. And I'm so glad that I wasn't the first person to make a whoopsie daisies. What all did right. you say? Actually, it might not be wrong. It might just be a different way of saying it. You said what?
I said nauseous.
Nauseous. Nauseous.
Nauseous
is how.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's like the proper.
Maybe that's an English. I'm a bit nauseous.
I was thinking nauseating, like when someone's nauseating. Or was that nauseous? What a stupid word.
Oopsie daisies.
Okay,
so you were nauseous.
But yeah,
did you faint?
The world was like, I've done. The thing is, this is not the first time this has happened. When I do something like energetic after not having done anything for a long time, I get super lightheaded. Maybe I wasn't even pushing it that hard, but I just felt like crap. So I went home from work. I didn't go to work today. I was just...
Because you got nauseated.
So it's pretty embarrassing that I just did half an hour on a bike and I'm off the planet. But yeah,
did you feel funny today?
Something's not right. Yeah, I just didn't feel great. And I've got some funny lump in my chest.
Jesus, Mick.
Sorry, I should be...
What are you doing here? Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
This isn't the emergency ward. Shit.
Okay, I'm
not... Oopsie daisies.
Anyway.
I've actually had that before. I've done intense, like done two, and I think that sounds pretty hard, to be honest. Like I think 30 minutes on a bike hill climb, that's actually quite intense.
Yep.
I wouldn't go that hard after a really long break. Yeah. I've done similar and actually felt really sick the next day too.
Yeah.
But you're going to make sure you keep hydrated, but you need to make sure you're having enough salt because otherwise the water just goes through and you're not retaining that hydration key. Mm. Good sleep is really important, and nourishing meals.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gabby. Dietitian and nutritionist. Give me heaps of money and I'll give you minimal things.
I'll give you water with salt.
Yeah.
This show has everything. Bar. This show has everything, I reckon.
That's really embarrassing for the end of day off. What did you say to your boss? Oh, I went too hard on the bike and spin class.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, it happens. I'll be right.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'll be right.
Now you're just going to go and do gradual, gentle, not just
I've got to
build.
Keep going though, right? Because this always puts me off and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go back again. But I got to go back. I'll do it.
Maybe also make sure that like you've not had enough blood sugar. Like you had enough sugars. You know, your glycemic index can drop quite quickly. Yeah. So have something to eat. A little meal, light meal, some hydration. And then do 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off.
Okay.
10 minutes
have
on,
a little breaks. 10 minutes off. That's probably about right.
Plenty of hydration.
Instead of just trying to push it for half an hour and stop. All right. Good plan.
Well done.
Thank
worries.
You, Gab.
Helping each other.
I like that.
Gabby, any news?
No, I was so sick this week. I'm basically anemic.
That's not news because that happens every other week.
Well, I've realised because I'm basically anemic, so I've got to go get an iron infusion tomorrow. Which should help.
Actually, iron infusion. Do they pump blood into you?
How does it work?
So you go to an infusion clinic or you can go to your doctor and then they'll, like, you sit for an hour and it's literally ferritin. It's what iron is, really. And so then you sit there and you get a drip. It's like a drip in. It takes a while. It takes a couple of months before your body can process that ferritin.
That long?
Yeah, it takes a while. Wow. Some people believe that it helps them straight away. I think it could be a bit placebo. I'll go with that, though, because I'd love that feeling.
Is this like being drugged? Like, you know, if you were, like, drug tested for your sport, they say, you've
got it goes up really high. So at the moment, it's like at below 20, right? Should sit normal ranges, I think, like around 70, 80, 90, 100 is good. Mm-hmm. But when you first get it, it hits like 150. So, like, it goes quite high, but it does, like, drop quite a bit over months.
And are you finding, like, really, like, lethargic? Like,
so lethargic.
Yeah, just, like, no energy.
Really, really lethargic. Okay. Really bad headaches. Mm. There's lots of symptoms. It's not very nice. And also, obviously, low immunity. So then you're just more susceptible to getting
other infections. This might explain some things.
Yes.
Okay.
It was not that long ago that I had really bad gastro. It's just like...
Welcome to Across the
had a
Pharmaceuticals.
Bruised knee, bone bruising in the bloody knee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Far out. I tell you what, Medicare is great.
Yeah, it is.
It's actually so, we're so, so lucky. Mm-hmm. So thanks for taxpayers' money.
Gough Whitlam, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, that's really boring. Done no physical activity all week. That's sad.
Okay. What are you, Joel? How's your great cricket going?
Yeah, it's going all right. Yeah. Got run out last week.
You haven't been surfing in this.
That's the thing. So I've been away. I went up the coast and I did a lot of body surfing and bodyboarding. I didn't take my surfboard. It wouldn't fit in the car because
A surfboard.
Yeah.
You bought a surfboard and you didn't take it on a surfing trip.
That wasn't a surfing trip.
Well, you went to the beach to surf for a weekend. So I'd consider that.
Yeah.
Ah.
Okay. But I literally couldn't get it in the car. I had too much stuff. Plus, I had to bring home. I had to bring home my sister in law and
roof racks.
My brother. Yeah, I don't have roof racks.
Come on, Joe.
Maybe I should invest in roof racks. Dude, but then, if I'm going to be serious about this,
isn't that your goal this year? You want to surf pipe?
Sure, why not? That's definitely my goal. Can't remember what I was saying, but yeah, I've just been surfing all week. Do I look brown? I think
a little bit. It's probably a good thing that you're not too tan because tanning is skin cells in trauma.
I am a sunscreen Nazi. Have been forever.
That's
what my family call me. And I'm fine with that because I want to make sure everyone is
don't shame.
Covered.
How dare you, Joel's family, shame
him. Exactly. You tell them. Next time my mum comes in here.
You don't look 40, which is amazing. And I reckon sunscreen.
But I'm not 40.
I know, that's right. You're 40.
Yes. Something like that.
Yeah. Did you get some sick barrels?
Nah. I tell you what, the last few days were really big shore breakers. Is that what you call
them? Yeah. Dumpers.
Dumpers. Yeah. Oh. So you're just on sand, which is still a bit of fun for like the moment you're going down.
Yeah.
Once your head's in the sand, then it's not
so fun. You
got to
go across, Joel, and then you pop out the back.
No, they were just like barreling as one. There was no like...
Little closeouts.
Yeah, thank you.
All these words.
It's been a long time since I've surfed, so I can't remember the words.
I was talking about body surfing at work the other day.
And then it came up on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you said that last week.
Oh, shit.
Was that on the, I don't think she said that on the show.
Oh, no,
was this an after show thing?
This has freaked me out. Like, I was talking about body surfing. It's such a random thing to talk about. Mm. And then literally a few hours later, I was on my Instagram and an ad for body surfing flippers, which is so niche. It's not surfing. It's not bodyboarding. It said body surfing came up. And I've never Googled, never typed any type of body surfing in my phone. It's freaky.
Why are there fins for body surfing? I get it, but...
Because it's the best way to get on, mate.
Yeah, I know that. Speed. And like I just take my swimming...
my swimmers.
I take my swimmers.
I just wear my boardies on my sky. I mean, naked would be nice. Naked would be nice.
It is always nice. Bit of skinny dipping, body surfing.
You've done it?
I've gone skinny dipping, but I haven't gone body surfing.
Mick, skinny dipping is honestly the funniest thing.
What?
I don't know. It's funny.
Oh, that's something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then anyway, that was me.
Great.
I've done swimming. Cool. Should we talk some sport? Actually, no, before we do, we have some ideas for, we were talking about this last week, new segments.
Oh, yeah.
Mick, you had a great one, the debate. We're all for it. Especially Gabby. So I thought we would
Sorry.
No?
I'm just really interested to see how this goes.
Yeah, so am I.
Cool.
I made a sting.
Oh, wow. Love it.
I don't know what we would do with that, Joel.
I don't know either.
Right, it's not... There's nothing funny about this. It's just... I like it.
I love that. Can that be just our intro? Instead of the heavy metal?
Ding, ding. In the green corner. Green?
Anyway.
Anyway.
So, debate, yes, sorry.
Right.
Okay, so I'll be the adjudicator.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. I had a really good idea for another segment, actually.
Go.
Nah, I'll talk about it later. Go.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We're not going to forget?
Nah.
Okay. What was I going to say? I'm the adjudicator.
Yes.
So, you guys are going to do
what does
debate.
That actually mean?
So, I'm the person in the middle who... I have to decide who wins.
Are we timing it? Like, is there a
oh, yeah, I was
going
to time it. So, yeah. What, do you want a minute each?
Sure. Like
excessive.
It does.
Does it? 30 seconds. Should we do 30 seconds?
45.
45 seconds each. Okay. All right. Let me just set up my phone because I haven't done any of this.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're going to throw us a topic and then how do we know which side we're on?
Well, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Okay. So we decided today, well, I decided that the topic would be beach cricket should be our national sport because I played a bit of it this week and that's what I was thinking about. All right.
Okay.
Also, I don't want to be the adjudicator every week. I'm just saying.
Yeah, fair call. I mean, well, let's just see how well this goes before we decide if there's a next week.
And then we'll see. All right. I also had a story about when I was adjudicator at school, but I'm not going to tell it. I'll save it for another time. So,
sorry, Joel, but we're never going to get back to that story because we're never going to talk about you being an adjudicator again. So, is it worth it?
Nah, okay. It's not worth it.
Just flagging that.
Okay, cool. Now... Yes. Gabs, you are affirmative. Mickey, you're negative.
Okay.
Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. You ready?
I'm reading somebody else's... No, I'm just kidding.
Where are your palm cards?
I've got them.
Okay. Are you ready? Yeah.
For the affirmative.
Set for the affirmative on beach cricket should be our national sport. It's Gabby Morris. Go.
Hot, sandy, salty summer. Beach cricket. It is the right... for every Australian to be playing this golden, fantastic team sport. It's a celebration of friends and family and colleagues. A ball, a bat, and a boogie board as wickets. What more could you ask for but beach cricket? I've got 10 seconds.
So slow.
There's a golden catch in the water. There's a huzzah from the corner. There is nothing better than a golden summery beach cricket day.
What the hell was that?
I thought that was brilliant, Gabby.
Thanks.
It's like you've made an ad for it or something. It's just
did
like
you maybe, write that down?
Maybe. No, I didn't. Maybe
you look like you're reading something.
I wasn't. Maybe that should be, it should be a radio ad for, you know, it's like a Gruen camp.
Gruen transfer. Yeah, they, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I've just changed the rules to make it beneficial for me.
Oh, right, man. Nick? How do I follow that up?
Do you want me to shorten yours to 15 seconds?
Yeah.
That's all right.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, on the negative for beach cricket should be our national sport. It's Mickrad. Go.
Look, not everyone likes cricket. I know someone who doesn't like cricket at all who, you know, just whenever we talk about it, she starts looking at her phone, just ignores it. How can it have a...
Wait, can I just stop you? Because that's what happened. You, Gabby, were talking about cricket and looking at your phone. That's how bored you were.
I'm a woman. I can multitask and I can hate and also act at the same time.
Sorry. Okay. Okay.
I love how you're making this about me. You're trying to win a debate.
Okay. The other problem is that yes, there is a lot of coastline in Australia, but not everyone has a beach. How can you have a national sport when you do not have a beach in most of Australia? Most of Australia is, you know, elsewhere. So, like, I love elsewhere. Cricket. I like
New Zealand.
I like cricket. I like beaches.
Some Australians elsewhere. What does that mean?
And that's your time.
This is Australian national beach cricket. Nah.
Okay.
Because Australia is elsewhere.
I was interrupted.
In summary,
nah.
Oh, that's actually pretty... That's quite strong. That is good.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I almost think we need to replay them. How can you possibly decide?
I had all these things in my head and then it just didn't work.
Mick, don't faint. Are you feeling nauseous? Oh, God, he's going to have to take another day off work. Too much.
All right. Let's talk sport.
All right. We better.
Sport.
Wait, who won?
Yeah. I think the listener.
Okay.
All right. I'm happy to do that again.
Wait, who fucking won?
Oh, Gabby, you won.
Give me the claps.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure I should have been nominated for that Oscar, just saying.
Absolutely. All right. In cricket... sorry, Gab.
We just spoke about cricket. We don't need to speak about it again.
In tennis.
Yeah.
In tennis, then. The Oz Open is around the corner.
Yeah.
Starting on Monday.
But we've had all these warm-up tournaments this week. Come on, John.
Yeah. Some games down in Melbourne.
Well, some games. A lot of people dropping like flies.
That's the thing. A lot of people are complaining about the smoke in the air. There's a lot of coughing going on.
Should they have called it off when it was really bad the other day?
I think so. In Sydney when we had the terrible smoke, all the gyms, outdoor pools, they were closed for days. They were like, nah, it's too big a health risk. I don't understand when these athletes are like for hours on end that someone's like, ooh, yeah. Not good.
Yeah, they should have called it off.
They should have. And look, what's going to happen? Because the smoke's not going anywhere, so will the Oz Open be interrupted?
Isn't there going to be some relief to the smoke in Melbourne, or is it just going to stick around for like next 2 weeks?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I can't see it going anywhere.
I mean,
well, I thought we'd get some rain and maybe...
We got rain today
and it's still smoky.
So smoky because some fires are getting put out, and that's what happens when you put water on fire.
Yeah.
It becomes very smoky.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, this goes back to our conversation around how this is how sport's going to evolve. Climate change is affecting everyone, even Krigios.
I reckon we should just all play sport on like PlayStation, and that's just everyone just sits in their lounge room.
Esports.
Yep.
That sounds like, again, what? No, actually, I could probably get around that.
Or one day, they'll have like haptic bodysuits where you're like doing
VR
action things and in VR. Ever seen that movie Ready, Set, Go, whatever it is? What's it called? Ready Player One.
Yep.
They're all in haptic suits and they're all just acting and they're still exercising, but they're just doing it by themselves. That'll be the future. There you go.
There's extra weight in Ash Barty's shoulders. I don't know what she's done to herself. On Ash
Barty's
shoulders.
Play the thing.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Oh, God. We're going to play this so often.
Daisies.
Alex
Diminor.
Thank you. Had to pull out of the Australian Open with an injury, so Ash is now our best hope.
Yeah.
But no Australian has won the Oz Open since 1978.
Really?
Yeah. That's before any of us except for Mick was born.
Who's been winning?
Just other countries.
Elsewhere.
Who's been winning? Everybody else.
Yeah, but like who?
Like every other player that's played in tennis has won.
I'm just surprised because we've got some good tennis players, don't we?
No, we do.
Yeah,
and
even when
we always have
Rafter and Cash and, I don't know, Filipino.
Oops, daisies.
I
knew I wasn't the only one.
This is sorry.
Filipino. Oh, God. All right. Anyway. Cricket really quickly. Should I bother? Australia played in a one-day game.
Oh, we thrashed India.
Absolutely.
By 10 wickets. India. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
In India. That was... How did that happen?
I don't know.
Let's not go into the details.
We won't.
Let's spend another half an hour discussing this one
happen?
Game.
Well.
It's been a really quiet week in sport.
It has.
And I've been trying to dig things up. Have we got anything, you got anything else there?
What about... Did you have anything on running?
Running?
Yeah.
Well, this is a really random story. I do have something on running.
Okay.
Do you think you should be allowed to run a marathon with shoes that are like springs? Like, so basically, as you're running, it's
what
like...
Kind
boom,
of
boom. There's like carbon fiber in between layers of like rubber.
Layers.
And you can... Layers. And you can actually see like the shoe just like bouncing up and down.
So they're just regular shoes, but the springs inside. They're not like, sounds like Oscar Pistorius.
Oh, yeah, no, they're not like
Blade Runner sort of
thing.
No, what's that?
Inspector Gadget. Yes.
Oh, Go Go Gadget Legs.
I'll get you, Gadget.
I loved that show.
Next time.
With the creepy pedophile coat.
Yeah.
And he opens it up and he's like a spring. I loved Inspector Gadget. What a show.
I might wear that for Halloween or something. It's a good one.
Go with Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really detoured.
Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge recently, or in October, ran a sub-2-hour marathon with these shoes and nobody else in the race, and a line in front of him telling him what pace he had to do to run sub-2 hours, and he made it by like 10 seconds. So first person in history to run under.
So, but he was allowed to wear the shoes.
Well, it wasn't a race. It was just he was racing against himself.
Oh,
he was racing against the clock. No one's ever run under 2 hours in a proper marathon. But he's trying to do that in the London Marathon in a couple of months when he's up against another guy who's Ethiopian, Bekele, Kenesia Bekele. Anyway, I just thought it was quite interesting.
What do these shoes look like? I want to know.
They're only like $300 as well.
Oh. Mix can again.
I'm going to see if I can, have a bit of a run.
I just would love to see Mick running to the studio. Stringy shoes.
I might faint when I get in there.
Yeah. That's like on par with Heelys. It's so embarrassing.
Anyway, he's arguing that technology is just going that way and they should be allowed to use them. It's just like, you've got like fancy rackets. Or
I mean, it makes sense if everybody's wearing them.
Yeah,
sure. Anyway.
Sports evolved.
I'd be into that. Once I wore springy stilts to Mardi Gras and I was like 12 foot tall. I nearly died. So.
I want to see pictures
like
of that.
You know the ones like stilts that have springs on them? So you
like pogo sticks.
Pogo sticks, but like one each on each leg.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was awful.
You nearly killed yourself.
I actually, choice. Yeah. It was great, but dangerous.
All right, it's game time. Ooh. A basketball game thing.
Swish. You know basketball is a game already.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, okay. It's a sport.
Oh, well. That's for a debate another day. Game or sport,
I mean, we know the answer to that.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Okay. So I'm going to give you an NBA team name.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to tell me which city they're from.
Oh, I've gone all over this.
Really?
Already won.
We'll start with an easy one.
Shut up.
So I'll say Lakers.
LA.
It was just a warm-up. It was just a practice. There's no dings on that one because it was just a practice.
Wait, how do we just yell the answer? I've forgotten.
What have we done for a year?
Guys, I'm really tired.
Just yell out as soon as you think of it, even if it's after Mick. Just yell out. Okay? 76ers.
Philadelphia.
I've seen them live in the flesh. So that counts as a point.
Okay. Rockets.
Houston.
Cavaliers.
Oh, Cleveland. Oh, fuck. I've also seen them.
Oh, really? Have you seen any others or were they the two teams?
No, I've seen some more, so continue.
Right. Mavericks.
Dallas.
Raptors.
Toronto.
Can you let Gabby have one, please?
Because she was getting at me for saying I was going to win. So I'm just proving that I will.
All right.
I didn't get up yet.
I saw
mean?
Your face.
Well, it's also rude.
Celtics.
Boston!
We'll try again. Celtics.
Boston! I know.
Oh,
that.
You turned my mic down. What the?
Well,
have to do it.
I've seen them live too, so.
Timberwolves.
Minnesota.
Never heard of that.
Minnesota?
No. What is that?
Timberwolves. Some type of wolf, I assume.
They hang out near the trees.
Wizards.
Washington. I've seen them live.
Nobody cares.
And the last one, Pistons.
Detroit.
This is the shittest game ever.
Yeah, I love it. Boo!
Well done, Mick got them all right.
I got one.
Which one?
Boston
oh,
Celtics.
You did. Sorry, you did, yeah. But I actually turned his microphone off so he could
but
get in.
I got
which
in.
Was really fast.
I was really fast.
She probably beat me. Right. I'll give her that one.
Well.
Oh, sorry. That was really weird. Hey, that was a funny show. Oh, my guts.
We're still on.
I know. We're still on. We can talk about how funny it was for the next 30 seconds.
At least you're getting
an
ab workout. Did cardio yesterday, abs today.
I've got a problem with my abs, actually. I want to show you that later.
I'm fine, thanks. Go to the doctor, Mick. We're not doctors.
I'm getting old.
Oh, it's so sad.
You've been a really good doctor today, though, Gab.
Yeah,
maybe you can show me what's wrong with my abs.
Okay. It'll cost you. If there's any kind of flesh involved, it's double.
All right, everyone stop talking. Bye.
Bye. Bye.